mobile.
O4 HKX mobile.
HKX mobile, KX4MT mobile. Good morning.
This is Patrick on this end. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Real good so far. yeah, the name is Mike on this end, and just heading into the office here in Pickens, right around Pickens Middle School right now.
You're on 123, just the other side of Easley.
Well, it's good to meet you. I think we might have talked in the past. I don't get on this repeater a whole lot. I do more listening than anything on this repeater. But anyway, good to talk with you again. And are you part of that, I think it's the Blue Ridge Club that owns this repeater?
I'm just a regular member. I do the Sunday Night Net. Other than that, just a regular member.
I was asking me and a friend of mine. I came a number of years ago, but like I said, I live out here in Pickens, so it's a little bit of a hike. But a friend of mine and I were going to head out there tonight, and I'm going to see if my son can come with me. He's 12 years old. He just got his ham radio ticket, got his tech last month, and he got his general ticket this past weekend. And so I'm going to see if my son will come with me. I don't know if he'll come or not. He don't want to hang around with a bunch of old guys like us, but we'll see what happens. But my friend and I, Matthew, we're planning on coming this evening.
I won't be able to make it this evening. I'm sorry about that, but I know everybody would love to have your son there. And there's a couple other young men on the repeater from time to time. So might keep an ear out for them. Alex is one of them. So we catch him on in the afternoon or during the day sometimes.
Of younger voices on the air, and that's always encouraging. And my son got hooked on it a few months ago when I was chasing some DX, and he realized exactly what was going on and how far that station was. He heard the pile up, and his competitive nature caused him to ask a lot of questions, and so it kind of went downhill from there for him. So anyway, he's enjoying the hobby thus far.
I'm glad to hear it. And yeah, Mike, I think you and I have spoken before. You mostly monitor one of the UHF repeaters over in Pickens, if I remember correctly.
I'm usually on a repeater on Six Mile Mountain, 441.800. It was owned by my Elmer before he passed away, Jack Norris, and but anyway, I miss him. But yeah, I usually hang out there. Since his passing, that repeater has gotten a little quieter than it's used to. I'm used to getting on there and putting my call sign out, and Jack comes right on back. And I mean, we still use it. I mean, it's up and running. It works great. But there's not as many voices on as there used to be.
But hopefully your son can remedy that, get some of the younger voices on there. A lot of times it's just a matter of them hearing somebody else that sounds like them that draws them out. So hopefully it'll encourage a few.
Well, Patrick, thanks for coming back to the call. I hate to hit and run, but I'm pulling up here to the office here, and I'm going to head on in and get to work. And unfortunately, we won't get to meet you in person tonight, but maybe at another meeting or so. I appreciate you coming back.
Don't worry about it. I'm in and out a lot of times myself, running my tool route, so I don't usually get to hang around too long. So, but good to talk to you again, and look forward to meeting you face-to-face maybe next month. KO4HKX, and congratulations to your son, 7-3.
You take care. KX4MT Mobile.